You're listening to SBS News.
The 2022 World Cup in Qatar has been smothered in controversy ever since it was announced the tournament would be held in the Gulf nation all the way back in 2010. Amongst the main objections to the tournament being held in the country is its treatment of LGBTIQ plus people. Homosexuality is illegal in Qatar. It was themes along these lines that a German documentary was trying to investigate when it interviewed World Cup ambassador and former Qatari footballer Khalid Salman. Mr. Salman acknowledged homosexuality goes against the teachings of Islam. The way he said it, igniting this latest wave of controversy.
But do you think gay is haram?
It's haram. Because why is haram? I am not big, one big Muslim, but it's haram. Why? Because of damage in the mind.
An official stopped the interview immediately after this, but the damage was done. The suggestion homosexuals are mentally ill was not well received around the world, less than 2 weeks out from the start of the tournament. The backlash has been swift. The LGBTIQ plus organisation All Out has held a protest in front of the FIFA Museum in Zurich. Executive Director Matt Beard says Mr. Salman's comments are just another incident in a long line of mistakes on the issue from both Qatari authorities and FIFA.
Just a week ago, the Qatari foreign minister said that anybody who criticises the LGBT plus human rights record of Qatar is arrogant. And the president himself, Infantino, just a few days ago wrote a letter to participating teams saying that they should not place ideology over football. But we're here to say that we're not an ideology. We're LGBT plus people whose existence in Qatar is being threatened, and we will hold FIFA to account.
The outrage and concern making it all the way to Australia. Bo Newell is from the organisation Pride in Sport. He says this only adds to the concern LGBTIQ plus football fans feel about this World Cup.
Now we're getting mixed messages. We're hearing from the government that, you know, we're going to be safe if we go to the games in Qatar, but then we also hear from high-profile individuals like their ambassadors to say that gay people have something wrong with their brain. You know, it's only understandable that the people from the LGBTQ community are going to be cautious and take extra care and stride when they consider going to the games, if they consider. And we already know that a number of people from the LGBTQ community are not going in protest.
If Benita Mersiades had her way, the tournament wouldn't have been in Qatar at all. She was formerly a senior executive on the team that tried to bring the 2022 World Cup to Australia. In the end, the bid received just one vote. Ms. Mersiades says these latest troubling comments bring up questions that have to be answered by both ordinary football fans and high-profile people alike.
I was horrified but not surprised. And it makes you wonder about, you know, for example, there's 49 Australian fans who are being paid to go to the World Cup by Qatar. How do they feel about that today? And how does someone like Tim Cahill, who's also an ambassador for the World Cup, feel about it?
Sepp Blatter was FIFA president at the time the World Cup was awarded to Qatar. He claims now he had doubts about Qatar's ability to host and that these doubts are justified.
It's a big, big organisation which needs also a big country. Qatar is too small to do that. I said to myself, I was right at a certain time to say we should not go there.
But despite the concerns on practical and moral levels, it is certain the show will go on. The conflict between the planet's greatest sporting event and modern-day concerns about where it is being held set to be a debate that will continue to polarise the planet over the next 6 weeks. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.